Let's switch to sets, okay? Now we will focus a little bit on properties of subsets of array. And first of all, I'm introducing you a specific set, okay? There's a given point in Rn. There is a value epsilon, which is positive. And I want to define the ball of center x and radius epsilon, which is the set of points y in Rn whose distance from x is less than epsilon. Please notice, less. Okay? So, in the plane, you have x. You have a radius. So, it's this circle, okay? Notice the area of points where I have made these dashes is not included. This dashed line is not included. Are the points where the distance is exactly epsilon, okay? So this is generally called the open ball. Of center x and radius epsilon. And this leads me to give you a definition for a class of sets. Okay. So, a subset D of Rn is called open if whenever you take a point in the set D, there exists a radius epsilon such that the ball open ball of center x and radius epsilon is contained in the set D. Okay? So a set is open if whenever you take a point of the set, you can find a ball who has that point as a center of, and of small enough radius in such a way that the whole ball is contained in the set. Similarly, we say that a point x in D, D a generic subset, not necessarily open, okay, is an interior point of D if it satisfies this property. So, if there exists a small enough radius such that the ball centered in the point and having that radius is contained in the set. Usually, this notation is used, int D, to denote the set of interior points of D. Okay? M, by the definition, Here you are saying that the set is open.
All points are infinite. All its points are infinite.
Yeah. If and only if it's in, if it is, all its points are interior points, and no other point is clearly an interior point, because to be an interior point must be in D. So this is just a remark. No proof is needed. D is open if and only if D coincides with the set of its interior points. The open ball is open, that's why we call it open, because whenever you take a point here, it's enough to take a radius, which is, so this is the radius epsilon of the ball. It is enough to take a radius, which is less or equal than this distance, which is less than this distance, and the whole ball will be contained. Okay? So this is a first example of an open set. There are very easy and trivial examples of open sets. Which set is open? The definition requires that the ball is contained in the set. So, yeah, if you take the whole space Rn, this is open. Okay, the definition is stupid. You don't have to check anything. Well, by convention, we could also say that the empty set is open because that condition is empty. For each x in the empty set, so there is no x in the empty set, so the condition is void and is satisfied. Well, you could also consider, for instance, what I guess you know as open intervals on the red, on the line. So these are generally in Rn, this is a subset of R. Okay? Whenever you take a point which is here, a ball is just another interval, is just another open interval. So whenever you take a number between 1 and minus 1, you can take the half of the distance and make the radius. So, properties of open set. How can you build open set? So there are two properties. Let's say that the alpha are open sets. Are open subset of Rn, okay? And alpha is just an index. Well, first property, if you take the union of open sets, so the union over all alphas, okay, can be a finite number, an infinite number, an uncountable number of indexes, doesn't matter, this is open. Okay. What about the intersection? If you take the intersection, let's say, of a finite number of open set, then the intersection is open. Okay. If you try with an infinite number, countable or uncountable, you may lose the property. Let's see an example. Consider the balls, open balls of center 0, vector 0, and radius 1 over k. Okay? And then you make the intersection for all k's, from 1 to plus infinity. What do you get? So each ball is contained, let's say, in the previous one, okay? Because the radius is decreasing. Sooner or later, every point will no longer... So you take this, b0, 1, okay? The ball already is 1. Whenever you take a point, sooner or later, the radius will be smaller than its distance from the origin, from zero. So it is not in the intersection. This works for all points, but which one? There's a point that belongs to all of this.
The center.
All other points, sooner or later, will be cut off, because you are reducing the radius to zero. So this intersection is the only zero vector, okay? And this is not an open set. To be an open set, you should find the ball of positive radius and center zero, which is included in zero. Not possible, okay? So this is not open. So, finiteness is important for the intersection property. You lose it, you lose openness. Open set will be irrelevant. I tell you that, I'll show you, it's pretty easy, that if you want to solve an optimization problem in which the feasible region D is an open set, this is very similar and can be studied with the same techniques for the case in which D is the whole space. Okay. In that case, it's called unconstrained optimization. So, when your region is open, the optimization problem can be assimilated to an unconstrained problem. That's the reason why generally optimization problems do not have an open set, and I will explain in a few lectures also why having your region where you look for the minima or the maxima open may be a problem. So we have open set, but we also have closed set. Okay? And the definition of a closed set is easy. A subset D of Rn is closed. Its complement is open. So if the set Rn minus D, that is the sets of points of Rn which do not belong to D, is open. Okay? So take the full space. Take a ball out, take an open ball out, what remains is a closed set. Okay? Take any open set, take it away from the whole space, what remains is a closed set. Connected definition is the one of closure points. X bar in Rn, not D, okay, Rn, is a closure point of a set D if B, the open ball of center X and radius epsilon intersect the set D, so the intersection between the set D and the ball, and the open ball, is not empty for every positive radius. Okay?
X or X bar?
Hmm?
X or X bar?
Sorry, okay. X bar here, X bar here. X here, X here. Okay, otherwise you don't know what it is. Thank you. Okay, so this means that maybe the point does not. So notice, if a point is in the set D, it is always a closure point because it belongs to the ball. Okay? But there may be closure points which do not belong to the set. This is saying that the point is arbitrarily close to the set, because whenever you take a ball, there's a point in the set which is in this ball, even if you take the radius smaller and smaller. Okay? In somehow you cannot separate this point from the set. Okay? It's not in the set, but it's attached to the set. Let's see a first example. Let's take the open ball. Okay? If I take a point here, I can take a small enough radius in such way that the two balls are don't have an intersection. The intersection is empty. But if I take this point, which is exactly a distance epsilon from the center, okay, whenever you take a ball with that center, you always get a point in the original ball. Okay? So, in this case, this is the set closure points and all, of course, all the points in the area, inside the open ball. So, an example of, and which set is this? This is the original set. We added all points which are at distance epsilon from X. So it's less or equal. I stressed less at the beginning of the hour. So it is denoted this way, and then I will explain it in a second. Bar B at X epsilon is the set of Y's in Rn such that the distance of Y from X is less or equal than epsilon. Okay? So this is the so-called closed ball. Okay? Why did I use this notation? Because generally, D bar indicates the set of closure points of a set D. Okay? Standard notation. There's also another notation which is CLD. CL stands for closure. Okay? Please allow me to use both. Okay, so sometimes I use this, sometimes I use this, depends on the context. And As we already remarked, a point in D is a closure point, so D is always a subset of D bar, for the set of its closure points. Proposition. A set D is closed if and only if it coincides with D bar, if it coincides with it, with its closure points, okay, with the set of its closure points. So it explains also the name. The set is closed if and only if all its closure points belong to the set. Okay. There's another very interesting property of closed sets. And, okay, let me try to address it on this picture first. Take a sequence of points inside a closed set, let's say inside this closed ball, okay? So this is the center, let me use another color so we see the... Okay, green. And this will give you the idea of the name closed. Okay? Let's take a sequence. And let's suppose the sequence is going somewhere. The sequence has a limit. Okay? Well, a set is closed if and only if all converging sequences which are contained in the set are such that their limit belongs to the set. Okay, so if a sequence is closed, is contained in a closed set, the limit cannot escape. The limit cannot be out of the set. Okay. This is not the case of the open ball. Okay. Take simply the radius and take a sequence of points on a radius like this, which goes towards this point, okay, converging to this point. This point has a distance, is a distance epsilon from the center, so it's not in the open ball, but you have a sequence of points in the ball which is going, is converging to that point. Okay, so this is not closed. Okay, so we can write is closed if and only if this, if and only if, let's say, let's state it this way, whenever you have a sequence contained in D such that exists, it has a limit, so exists an X bar in X n such that XK converge to X bar. X bar is the limit of the sequence. Then X bar belongs to D. Okay? Whenever you have a sequence in D such that it converges to some point X bar in Rn, X bar is actually in D. Okay? The limit of all sequence inside the closed sets are in the closed set too. Okay? This means closed. It's closed because you cannot escape. Any sequence somehow goes to hit, to remain inside. You cannot think to escape passing to the limit. So, we have these properties. Let's see definition and properties, we can imagine other open closed set. We have seen the closed ball. Other closed sets, which are easy to identify. When is this trivial? When is this all satisfied?
The center of the
group. No, I mean, here you have any sequence in the set admits a limit, which admits a limit, then the limit is in the set. So what you must check is this.
Okay.
If you take D equal Rn, this is always satisfied. So this condition is always satisfied and the set is closed. So Rn is closed. Okay? Similarly, by agreement, we can say that also the empty set is closed because here this condition is void, because there is no sequence contained in the empty set. Okay? And if we want to make similarities with the example we had for the open case, the open interval, and then you take the closed interval in R. Okay? Minus 1, 1, or generally, AD, okay? Well, so, we have seen some open set, some closed sets. We noticed that there are at least two strange sets which are both open and closed, but there are sets which are not, which are neither open nor closed. Okay? So, I need some space, let's say here. I'll draw you the picture on the notes. You find also the formal definition, and then I will make it in the plan. For n equal 1, it will be very easy. Take a rectangle, take the half point of this line, make it the center of an open ball with this radius. Okay? And you consider the union of the two sets. So this goes away. So your set is this. Okay? These points are included. The three lines. The dashed lines are not included. Okay. This set is not open. Why is not open? Well, to be open, we must satisfy that definition. Take every point. You must have a ball centered in this point, in that point, which is contained in the set. Let's take this point, for instance.
Or the
curve. Yeah. All these, any of these points. Independently from the radius you choose, there are always points outside the set. So this set is not open. Okay? This set is not closed. We can check it in the same way we did it here. Okay? This part is the part from an open ball. take any sequence here, which is going to this point. Okay? This point is not in the set. The sequence is inside the set, but its limit is this point. So this condition is not satisfied. Okay? Indeed, this is a closure point. Okay? Whenever you take a ball centered in the point, you have a non-empty intersection with the set. Okay? Indeed, the closure of this set is this blue set. Okay? Move it up here. Okay? So these points are out, but they are in the closure, so this is the closure of the set. And the set and the closure do not coincide. Questions? That's okay. We have seen properties with union and intersection properties for open set. We could ask what happens for closed sets. Okay? So let's take a family of sets, the alpha, which are closed. Okay? Well, what you can easily check is that if you make the intersection of closed sets, the intersection is closed. Regardless if you are making an intersection of a finite or infinite number of sets. Can be finite, can be infinite, countably or uncountably. Intersection of closed set is always closed. Union of closed set is closed if you make the union of a finite number of sets. So, yeah. Between open and closed, the property is switched. And you could guess why. It comes from the definition. A set is closed if its complement is open. Okay. And when you make this operation, this union and intersect operation, if you take the complement, you switch the operation. So I want to provide you an example in which the union of an infinite number of closed set is open. Yes, it's open. And not closed. I make it here. So we make the union of an infinite number of closed sets. What do I take? I take the balls of center 0 and radius 1 minus 1 over k, the closed balls. Okay? Okay, let's make the union starting from 2. Okay, otherwise this would be 0, and radius 0 doesn't make much sense. I should update it also in the notes. Okay, so as k increases, the radius is increasing. So each ball contains the previous one. Okay? And 1 minus 1 over k goes to 1. Okay, but it's never 1. So this is actually you're, so take the ball already this one. You are increasing the balls. Sooner or later, every point which is inside the ball will be taken, except for the points whose distance from zero is one.
Okay.
So what you are getting is the open ball of center zero and radius one, which is an open set which is not closed.
Okay.
Do you have a question? Please ask. Don't worry. So we noticed that which are the sensitive points when we are making this consideration about open and closed sets? The points which are on the boundary. Okay, and we don't have a definition of boundary, we just have an intuition. So let's make it formal. Okay? A point X in Rn is a boundary point of a subset of Rn B if you have, if two conditions are satisfied. The first one is that it is a closure point. So the intersection between the set and the ball of set, open ball of center X and radius epsilon is non-empty for all positive radius. The second property is that the ball, the same ball, is not contained in the set. Okay. What is this taking out? So this condition is taking, I want to take closure points. Okay. So you take the set and its closure. This condition is saying, well, we don't want it to be an interior point. Okay? So boundary points are closure points which are not in the interior. Okay? So, the set of boundary points is generally denoted this way, partial D. Okay. And notice one thing. This can be written in an equivalent way, which is the following. the intersection between the open ball and the complement of D is non-empty. Okay? So it is not included in D, it means that it has a point which is in Rn minus D. Okay. And what is this? This is the definition of a closure point for which set? The complement of D. So actually, by definition, the boundary points are those which are both closure points for a set and for its complement. So the boundary is the intersection between the closure of D and the closure of its complement. Let's take the previous example. This is the set, so a rectangle plus an open ball. The closure of the set is this one. The closure of the complement is this set, the complement plus these boundary points. So the intersection of the two are the blue points. Okay? Oh, I erase it. In the ball and in the open ball, the boundary points are those points whose distance from the center is exactly the radius. So, using boundary points and the boundary of a set, you can quite easily prove the following result, which I am not writing but just telling you. We have seen that Rn and the empty set are both open and closed. You can prove that if a set is both closed and open, if and only if it is the whole space or it is the empty set. Okay? And you use the definition of a boundary to make it. Okay? You would see that if there's another, must have an empty boundary, and this gives the only two possibilities. One of these two must be empty, so. Or the set is empty, or its complement is empty. It means it's the whole space. Okay? But what is much more relevant to me is the following. So let's erase this blackboard with the examples. Are two more definitions. Which are the definition of a bounded set and the definition of a compact set. A subset of Rn is bounded if there's a threshold such which is not there exists an upper threshold, an upper bound for the norm of the vectors of the set. So if there exists a positive M such that the norm of X is less or equal than M for all X in the set. Okay? Notice that this is, if you want to state it in a different way, this is telling you that X belongs to the ball of center zero and to the closed ball of center zero and radius M. Okay? So, this is, another way to tell this is that D is contained in a closed ball of enough large radius. Okay? That's why the name is bounded. It's inside a big ball. Second definition is the following. A subset of Rn, is compact if it is closed and bounded. Our previous example of a rectangle plus an open ball is clearly a bounded set because it is inside a ball, but is not compact because it is not closed. Okay, so the two things are different. We can rephrase Bolzano-Weierstrass theorem. That's the reason why I kept this window here for the full hour. Okay? If a sequence is contained in a bounded set, then it has at least one cluster point. Okay? Because if it is in a bounded set, it satisfies this assumption. Okay? Actually, just for completeness, the true theorem by Bolzano and Weierstrass says something more than that. And it says the following. A set is compact, a subset of Rn is compact, if and only if any sequence contained in the set has at least one cluster point and all its cluster points belong to the set. clearly, if some cluster point does not belong to the set is not closed, according to this property. So the true theorem by Bolzano and Weierstrass says, gives a complete characterization of compact sets. Okay? This is the only relevant part for us. Okay? We are not interested in characterizing compact set. We are interested that, to know that if we are in a compact set and we have a sequence, then we can extract a convergent subsequence. Okay? That's all we are interested in. But the theorem is deeper. Okay? And it can be extended to more general abstract setting than RM. Stuff for mathematicians, okay? And so, okay, it's time to stop. Next time I will start giving you a result on optimization which exploits Bolzano-Weierstrass theorem. So let's see you on Tuesday.